Blog Talk Radio.
Staring right at 2080, as if mankind's atrocities for man has no history. But just a glance at life at 2000 BC, we find traces of man's inhumanity to man. There's no mystery.
Shalom, brothers and sisters worldwide. This is Elder Rikar Shiar from the Gathering of Christ Church here. And we have a conversation piece today. Again, Elder Rikar Shiar from the Gathering of Christ Church. I have Shapat on the line with me, here in the studio with me. I also have Elder Lawyer online. Are you there, my brother?
Yes, sir. Shalom. And shalom to the family out there listening throughout the four corners of the earth. Shalom.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. All praises be the Most High, Ahaya, in the name of Yeshaya. That is the Most High God, the God of all gods, in the name of his dear Son, Christ, who came and shed his blood for our sins, through the Holy Spirit, the Ruach. We would like to say shalom and a hearty blessings and love for our brothers and sisters throughout the four corners of the earth. To the Jews first and also the Gentiles. We would like to say shalom to you. Of course, we have a spiritually inspired show this evening, a continuation of our series, The Occult, Do As Thou Wilt. Now, this is part three in which we dove into the entertainment industry, brothers and sisters. I know out there online you see all different type of conspiracy and all C&I and the Illuminati, but no one is really quantifying the spirit behind the music business. And on top of that, there no one is actually pointing to the head powers who are financially backing a satanic, sinful, systematic system. Well, today we hope to quantify that for you within the a little hour and 45 minutes we have before we go into overtime. Okay, we dubbed into the, we went into the Do It Thou Wilt, the whole New World Order political religious conspiracy against the children of God. How there is a religious imposition against mankind, which is bringing forth, who are bringing forth the New World Order. But they would like to hide themselves or merge themselves with other entities to hide their agenda against their onslaught against society. Well, we must expose this. We must bring it out. Why? The Most High God tell us in the scriptures through the Holy Spirit, when you look at the epistles that was written through the Holy Spirit in Thessalonians, in the book of Thessalonians, it tell us about this man of sin that must be revealed before the coming of Christ. Okay, so we're going to go into this because it's about time we really point the finger at those who are pushing improprieties, Satanism, and ill amongst the community, and is pushing Satan's agenda out there. And we're going to go into it first today, dealing with what? The entertainment business, chiefly the music industry. Now, The elders of the Gathered of Christ Church, we've discussed the negative impact the Jewish occult has had on us, right? Through pushing drugs, the pharmaceuticals, the killer vaccines, right? Now, why are we pointing out this quote-unquote Zionist Jewish conspiracy? Well, we don't have control over our communities like the Jewish communities do. They police their own communities, they school their own children, and guess what? That community is a community within itself above the law. They are above the law in their communities. They have a secret worship and an imposition against society. Okay, yes, much ingenuity, education comes out of that particular circle. But there's something else in there that must be revealed that's going on, that's germinated behind those closed Jewish walls. We're going to talk about it today. All right. We went into for the last couple of weeks the negative impact that the Jewish occult, like the Aleister Crowleys, like the Rothschild family, like Albert Pike, like the Russian czars, all these are really, when you look at the Bolshevik wars and what happened even before World War II, these were all Zionist comprised wars culminating into a new world order system. And we're going to talk about that. And there's so many levels we can deal with this because why? They operate on every level, the children of Satan. But all in all, we're going to really pinpoint or magnify the entertainment business today. Mm. Right? We talked about their the crooked political oppression that's against poor people, our people, how they empower or pay the ignorant within our society to do what? To control us or to fight inward so that they can fight us internally. You know, so they'll look at someone or find someone who's ignorant to the devices against us to actually battle and fight their cause within our communities. Like for instance, hey, do we have a black representative, someone fighting our cause within the Jewish community? No. Or within the Chinese community? No. See? So I want to point these things out. And I'm going to talk about the spirit of nationalism on a righteous level today also. But before I go there, we've pointed out the crooked political oppression against our people throughout the earth, not just in America. We've pointed out the wicked sodomite, homosexual agenda that's dividing us and destroying our family and their aim towards just annihilating the Christian church as a whole. And the illegal drug pushing and sorcery through pharmakia or pharmaceuticals. Every other minute you see a commercial with someone running down the street as if they're happy or running through the tulips, but then the side effects is they may die in 5 minutes, or if they get suicidal thoughts, discontinue the medication and call a doctor as if you'll be in a sane mind to remember that, you know, that 3 second excerpt, you know, in the heat of hanging yourself or blowing your brains out, right? The imposition they're using with their pharmakia or their sorcery. And also, leading up to this, tonight's discussion, the occult through the music industry. Why? Before I understood anything really about society or about how the world works, before we were actually catapulted into this wicked world to resolve it, you know, as adults, there was something spiritual about music. I realized that from a young age, that music is really the universal spiritual language that can get through, that tear down nation lines, it tear down barriers, and it's all in all. It gets through. It's something spiritual about music. As I began to grow older, especially in the faith, I started to understand the power of the music according to scriptures. I mean, even David, the Psalms are actually songs written through the Holy Spirit by King David. And, you know, hey, the precepts are awesome, but all in all, they were played to music notes. They were actually music compositions. When I look at the power of music, when I look at growing up, how something could be going on socially amongst us, or personally, a relationship, a breakup, whatever the case is. And it would a song would come on that would remind us of that moment to soothe us or to help us resolve our issues. It's as if we were communicating with each other spiritually, healing our people, healing ourselves through music. Mm-hmm. I remember growing up the talent shows, how all the children would get together and come up with groups and do certain things because they wanted to show their gifts in the music. Even in the Christian church, I remember joining the choir. I remember the first day being shy and, you know, and eventually I just let it out, you understand? And then I'm like, you know what, I can actually do this. Let me do more. Let me sing more. I began to write and do certain things, and I started to realize there's power in the music. Well, guess what? That power has been hijacked. Don't forget, Lucifer was a son of the morning. He was a morning star. It tells us in the book of Job, the 33rd chapter. Okay? A matter of fact, Elder Lawyer, if you can get that for me real quick. When the morning stars sang before the Most High.
Absolutely.
Lucifer himself was a singing angel beyond talent in the heavenly realm before his fall. We talked about this particular topic within the academy, tracing the serpent seed. How did Satan fall to this realm and become the god of this world? You have it, Elder Lawyer.
Yes, sir. This is the book of Job, chapter 38, verse 4.
Yeah, 38. That's it. Come on.
Where was thou when I laid the foundations of the earth?
When the Most High laid the foundations of the earth. Now, this is going back to creation now. Read.
Declare if thou hast understanding.
Come on.
Who have laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who have stretched out the line upon it?
Whereupon the measures, the firmament, or what they would call the ozone layer. The firmament, the line around the spherical earth. Read.
Verse 6. Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened, or who laid the cornerstone thereof?
Go on.
When the morning stars sang together.
When the morning stars sang together.
And all the sons of God shouted for joy.
And all the sons of God shouted for joy. Mm. Everything good there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. Read that last piece again.
Yes, sir. The book of Job, chapter 38, verse 7. When the morning stars sang together.
When the morning stars sang together, go on.
And all the sons of God shouted for joy.
And all the sons of God shouted for joy. So the morning stars are the angels who would sing before the Heavenly Father, Ahaya, the great I am, every morning. Well, Lucifer was that top angel. He was a morning star. So was Christ in the scriptures called a morning star. Christ would lead it in the heavenly realm. Lucifer was one of the high cherubs that covered the mercy seat. He would sing before the Most High. Right? Hold that and get the book of Isaiah real quick, the seventh chapter, if you don't mind. The entertainment industry we're going into. First, we're going to point out the god of the entertainment industry. And how has the music influenced us within our communities? We grew up loving the music, and guess what? We were chosen out of the community. A lot of us with exceptional talent. A lot of us were chosen out of our communities as an agenda against us. I'm going to go into it because why? Hey, that brother Kendrick Lamar, he's between the crosshairs right now. He's actually between the cross lines right now. There's a spiritual awakening going on in which Kendrick Lamar or anyone else, no one in this earth can do anything about this awakening. But on that level, when you begin to communicate on that level, it's dangerous. So, as far as the Zionist is concerned, he's more dangerous than a prophet. And I'm going to talk about it today. Come on, let's go.
Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12.
Isaiah 14 and 12, that's it. Come on.
How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer?
How have you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? Read.
Son of the morning.
Isaiah 14 and 12. How did you fall from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? Read.
How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations?
How did you fall to this realm before weakening the nations? The whole earth is weakened. Why? Because the whole earth, all the Gentiles, have been initiated into a satanic religious world. And it has weakened the world. Why? God's people are in peril. We're suffering throughout the earth. And now all the nations who should have learned the truth from us are languishing. The God of all religions has weakened the world. Read.
Verse 13. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven.
He said he would ascend into heaven. Read.
I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north.
Before you go there, as you can see, he's the son of the morning. He fell from the beginning, and his core agenda is to do what? To go back out into the stars, the stratosphere, to go back into the heavenly realm. But at one time, he was also called what? A morning star, a singer before the Most High God. Let's get Ezekiel 28 real quick.
Ezekiel 28 and 12.
Come on.
Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus and say unto him, thus saith the Most High Power, thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of the Most High.
He was there in the beginning, in Eden. Read.
Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tablets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created.
See that? They talk about his tablets, his pipes, him singing, his musical talent was with him in the beginning before what? Before sin was found in him, before the rebellion in heaven. Okay, now when he came to this earth, all of that great talent, the musical compositions and the construct, how to construct music and bring it to pass, to actually soothe the heart of a savage beast. Well, guess what? Lucifer perfected that. Lucifer is over the modern day music industry. But you know who he need? You know who we need to actually pull this off, right? Because there's something about God's people. God, tell us in Deuteronomy 7:6 that he chose Israel to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. God's people in this earth are naturally talented. Without schooling, without understanding, we are spiritually willed and gifted in music due to our connection with the Most High. I mean, I can go right now, if I wanted to, I can go inside any neighborhood or any ghetto within the United States or in the world and just knock on the door. Every other church would be a singer who could blow the majority of singers in the industry out of the water. Any given Sunday, you can go into a church and you'll see spiritually gifted people that's beyond measure, who have no schooling in music, who have no understanding of compositional play. They're just spiritually inspired with music. See, that's who Lucifer needed. He needed these poor people with such talent, such gifts that's only given to them through the Almighty. Well, we're going to go into it today, how music was hijacked, because guess what? Lucifer is not the creator of music. Okay? The Most High is. He's the master plagiarist. So is his children. So is his children. We're going to go into it today. The music industry, the occult. Why? The Bible tells us at the very end, in the book of Thessalonians, that son of perdition must be revealed before the coming of Christ. He's a chameleon. He has hidden himself or merged himself with other people's agendas or other people's plight. Okay, but yet they're separate. They are the controllers of this earth. Well, the Bible says before the very end, those same very people must be revealed before the coming of Christ. Now, and of course, the churches can't do this. Why? They're compromised. The churches can't come right out and speak against injustice or speak to injustice, according to the Bible. They're morally and spiritually compromised. So it's up to those who have the spiritual courage to stand with truth to do so. And you're saying you're waiting for the coming of Christ, you Christians out there. You're saying you can't wait till Christ comes. But guess what? It tells us that Christ will not come unless that man of sin be revealed. Why can't you stand and expose that man of sin? Like your Messianic Jews who have infiltrated the church and sent Satanists from different covens throughout the earth to infiltrate and commit all types of sin and adultery and hatred and variances within the church. Okay? No one can call out the Zionist hand that's been controlling churches and the music industry. Well, guess what? It's coming out today. Why? Because I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, music is the chief element they utilize. Because initially as a child, music is what? Innocent. But it's influential. I'm going to go into it. Music can plant ideas. Okay? Subliminally or otherwise. Righteous or unrighteous? Let's go in Thessalonians real quick and show you. This is why we're doing this show today, the occult, the entertainment business, and the music industry. And then after I do this, Elder Lawyer, thank you for the research you've done. It's impeccable. We're going to go straight down the line, hit them off one by one, showing who's behind the music industry. We have one video after the next, one clip after the next, exposing the satanic music industry. Okay? And that is why? Because our brothers and sisters in the music industry, when you look at the Rihannas, the Jay-Z's, when you look at the Lil Wayne's and all that, the Birdman's and all that, brothers and sisters, they catch a lot of flack, but I'm going to tell you, they're victims. They are victims. Now, am I excusing their behavior to run after the money and to glorify after the money and do all that? No, we're not saying that. But there's a hidden agenda behind this. Who would finance such moral degradation? Who would push that? Would a man following the Torah or God finance immorality? So here it is. If you go into a neighborhood and you find a child or a kid that can't even, you know, rub two nickels together and he's suffering, but he has a little talent. You understand? That's how they do it. They'll go in and say, here's a contract. We get you out of your condition if you're willing to compromise your soul or influence your generation downward to hell. And a lot of these brothers and sisters become victims. Whitney Houston was a victim. Michael Jackson, victim. Prince, victim. And let me tell you, where's the courage amongst our people picking us off and all the gifted men and women who we've been blessed to hear? They're picking us off one by one, and no one is pointing to the hidden hand, the constant evil machine that's working against us. Let's read it, Elder Lawyer. Shapat. And after that, we're going straight in. Read it. Start 2 Thessalonians.
Chapter 2.
Chapter 2, the first verse. Come on.
Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Yeshua Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand.
The day of Christ is at hand.
Verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means. Day shall not come.
What day is it speaking of? The day of our Lord. That day shall not come. Read.
Except there come a falling away first.
Now, they're teaching in the church erroneously that falling away is great apostasy. No, it's not. The falling away that Paul is speaking of here is the fall of our forefathers in Jerusalem, our mother and our mothers and fathers who were destroyed by the edge of the sword, killed by the Romans, the great fall and slaughter of Jerusalem, which the Bible titles, which Daniel coins and titles it, the desolation of abomination. That's that falling away first. So at Paul's time, he says, listen, a lot of you are teaching Christ is going to come back any day now. But no, there's other prophecies that have to come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Our people, according to the Old Testament, must vacate Jerusalem for a time. We will fall. We're going to fall first, and then we'll be scattered throughout the earth until the Most High begin through the Holy Spirit to awaken us. Okay? He says, that time, the coming of Christ will not come first until what?
Except there come a falling away first.
We must fall. We fell in Jerusalem, 70 AD. Come on.
And that man of sin.
That what?
That man of sin be revealed.
That man of sin must be revealed.
The son of perdition.
The son of perdition. Now, when it says that man of sin must be revealed, the Israelites, God's people at the very end, just like Paul, who was an Israelite, I tell you in Romans 11, he was from the tribe of Benjamin. They would begin to awaken through the Holy Spirit and reveal that son of perdition. Okay? They will not be compromised through 501c3 or government contracts. They will render unto Caesar what is Caesar and render unto God what is God's. So who would be in position to expose or reveal the son of perdition? The children of God, the people who fell away, who were destroyed by the Romans. Come on.
Verse 4. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called the Most High.
Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God. They came up with atheistic beliefs and teachings through their satanic science. Set up institutions of unbelief toward satanic religions and paganisms and ideologies and different freakisms all throughout the earth. Who are they? Christ will not return until we stand and point a finger to them and tear down that barrier or that wall they put up of anti-Semitism as a barrier. The truth tears down that wall. Okay? There's no one out there trying to do anything against anyone or hate anyone. But when you speak the truth, that wall of anti-Semitism come up as a barrier. Well, the truth shatters that wall. We're going to tell the truth anyway. Because what? That man of sin must be revealed before our Lord and Savior return. And if we don't reveal it, if we don't bring the truth, who will? How long have we been waiting for the Christian church and our churches to stand for truth? We haven't had no real righteous leadership and judgment from any religious sect in this earth or religious institution within our churches since the 60s. Come on now. Read on. Verse.
Verse 4. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, all that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
Showing himself that he is God, sitting in the temple of God. Who's the people that have orchestrated a political campaign throughout the earth since the late 19th century? to get Jerusalem, to sit in the temple of God, to pose as the people of God, even though there's no DNA evidence at all that they are the people. You cannot be a Jew or an Israelite through conversion. How did they get control of everything? Who did they sign a contract with in blood? The music industry. Why? Because out of all the things they control in this earth, that's one of the more damnable contracts or allegiance we can make. Be it with the entertainment business, bouncing a basketball, whatever the case is. Okay? We come in with the talent. They come in with the business managers. They come in with the accountants. They come in with the handlers and the PR people. They come in with all facets of the machine to exalt or to promote your talent as long as it can be used to benefit their agenda against the children of God. Hence, the occult. It's a religious imposition against us. It's an occult ideology, the one world order, and the truth is shattering it. Let's go, Elder Lawyer. One by one, let's knock them down. We have 1 hour to go into this before overtime. Let's talk.
Yes, sir, absolutely. You just mentioned that this is a religious occult imposition against our people. And I think that that's the perfect setup to start this conversation off as far as the information concerning music and entertainment. And there's no way we can talk about the music or entertainment industry without talking about the world center for entertainment, which is Hollywood.
Mm.
So the question is, first, before we even deal with Hollywood, you know, who's running Hollywood, so on and so forth, let's first deal with the term itself and where it originates, and then we'll see the occultic relationship between the imposition against us and those who are behind the imposition against us. This reference is coming from a site called Witchipedia, not Wikipedia, but Witchipedia.
So the Satanists have a pedia, huh?
Absolutely.
Witchipedia. Okay, all right. All right. Okay. All right. Take us through this, Elder Lawyer.
Absolutely. And this here is the definition, the entry for holly, as in the holly tree.
Do you know they have a donate button here? Who will send money to Witchipedia? But go on.
So we're going to go to this website. We're going to jump straight down to the point where it says magical attributes. It says
Go ahead. I want to make sure I have it on screen so that the brothers and sisters can view this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go on.
It says, in traditional English folklore, holly leaves without prickles are masculine in nature, called he holly, and the more usual. Prickled variety is feminine or she holly. Holly is associated with Saturn by Nicholas Culpepper, and the Mars and the element of fire, according to other sources. Holly can be used in consecration and in spells for material gain, physical revenge, beauty, protection against lightning, luck, and dream magic. Holly can be utilized in any ritual relating to death and rebirth and seasonal mysteries. Because holly burns very hot, it is suitable for any fire festival. Hollywood makes very good wands, which can be used to banish unwanted entities and command evoked spirits. Holly planted near a home is said to repel poison and protect from witchcraft and lightning. The wood has power to tame animals and the flowers to freeze water. So this goes on and on concerning the usage of holly and paganism, so on and so forth, but the main thing that stands out is not only the occultic use of the Hollywood or holly tree, it's the fact that it mentions that holly can be used to make wands to banish unwanted entities. So the question is, what does Hollywood, the actual wood itself, have to do with the town Hollywood, which is associated with the entertainment industry?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to find out that there is a druid or sorcerer or a wizard controlling the entertainment industry. And tonight we're going to identify who's holding the wand and waving it over the people, waving it over the world to control their thought process and to wait to put spells all over the earth. That's what we're going to do tonight with this discussion.
Hey, lawyer, so, real quick, I wanted to point out how they said that magic wand is used to control evoked spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Like usually when these so-called sorcerers or witches conjure up demons, they would be in fear of what the spirit would do to them. But they use the Hollywood to control the spirit so that the spirit can go and do their bidding. Like for instance, when they have, like a lot of people don't know, like the whole construct of Washington, D.C., right? It's actually a vortex for spirits to control spirits with the obliques, the way those things are set up. It's actually a place to trap spirits. And the wizards control the spirits that they use to attack society.
Mm.
So I wanted to put that out there. Like this Hollywood, this is, brothers and sisters, this is an actual science that was taught to man by the fallen ones. Okay? So we're going to go into that, you know, we're going to do one on signs and symbols at another time. But let's go right into this Hollywood, Elder Lawyer. I see we have a clip, Hollywood, an empire of their own.
Yes.
You want us, me to roll the clip?
Yes, yes. And just to set it up, instead of us just making, you know, an argument or putting out an opinion of who controls Hollywood, we decided to actually use their own words and use their actual documentaries that they created stating that they control Hollywood. And not only do they control Hollywood, how they use Hollywood to control the rest of the world. So,
exactly. So they can't claim this is some Jew hunt or a sorcerer or witch hunt by Israelites. This is the Jewish people telling you what they are about.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Let's roll it. Mm-hmm. Cut it down. Cut it off. We can hear it.
Can they hear it? I don't think they can hear it.
Cut it off. Okay, I'm going to play it again. Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you nice and clearly. I just can't hear the video.
No, I thought this was set up. So it's just getting. Let me try it again. Cut it off. Put it closer. Give me the meter for that. The meter.
What? How'd you do that?
The meter that comes up.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that.
tell them that Ustream, it's not, the sound is not coming through correctly. Okay, lawyer.
Yes, sir.
Okay, as you can see, Hollywood was set up by who, according to their own words?
Well, according to their words, it was set up by the so-called Jews who came from Eastern Europe. that's by their own words. There's no private interpretation. There's no opinion. By their own words, they are responsible for setting up the Hollywood industry.
Okay, because I'm perplexed. I'm a little confused. I thought the globalists, or I thought Alex Jones said that the Saudis are running Hollywood.
Well, hey, he must be highly misinformed. Unless those Saudis are of Jewish background, then I'm not sure how he's coming up to that conclusion.
Okay, maybe they're Jewish people who had residence in Saudi Arabia too. Maybe that's what it is. All right. Okay, so that leads us into the next clip. Is it fixed? One moment. Let's see if we can get some sound for Ustream, because it's coming through fine for the blog talk. But, you know, if we're going to be dealing with these issues, I'm going to have to discontinue this double communication, this double network, and just go strictly to Ustream. I thought this, we started an hour beforehand to get these issues corrected. So you can feel my frustration here. One moment here. What's the next clip here? The Jewish Americans, they came to stay.
Yes. Well, before you go to that one, if you can stick on the original Hollywood and Empire of Their Own, if you can skip over to about 443 to show how they actually admit that Jewish people not only control Hollywood, but Hollywood is used basically as a weapon to control the views of the whole world.
Interesting. Hold on. Oh, so not only did they set up Hollywood, it was with an agenda to control the minds of the earth.
Exactly.
For a specific agenda. Quite
exactly. In their words, it was the new religion of the West, the new religion of America.
So what was the new religion of America?
According to their words, Hollywood. Hollywood became the temple, the new temple, in which the Jewish people can operate.
Interesting. Okay, well, give me the title of that. Is it Hollywood and Empire of Their Own?
Yes, sir. You can go to about the 4 minute and 43 second mark on that video, and you can play it up to about 7:34.
Okay, for what?
443.
Hold up, Anthony. 1 second. 443. All right, I got you.
What? what you have is the Western sentence, and you have the idea of but you didn't have what we have today, which is a popular culture that creates.
Okay, the sound went out. One moment here. Okay, the sound went out in the studio here. One moment, brothers and sisters. I apologize for this.
Is that this?
No, Prasanna is not on. One second, brothers and sisters. I do apologize for this. I have no idea what's going on here in the studio. I need y'all to give me 1 minute so these things can be corrected. One moment. Okay. And there's, okay, they can hear us now. Okay, I apologize, brothers and sisters. I thought these things were correct beforehand. One second. They can't hear me on Ustream, and they cannot hear me. I guess they can still hear me through the radio, but not through Ustream. Okay, can y'all hear me now? The output is there. Okay. I know y'all can hear me now, right? One moment here. One moment. All right, as a lawyer, we're going to pick it up. Just tell me. I'll deal with it.
All right.
Okay. All right, lawyer, we'll pick it up here, okay? I'm not dealing with none of this other stuff anymore.
No doubt.
All right?
No doubt.
All right, one moment. I apologize, brothers and sisters. Okay, where are we here, Elder Lawyer? And, you said in
Hollywood, an empire of their own. The number marked okay. is 443.
Let's go there. Because
it was the executive who created the entire studio apparatus. Every producer who worked there, every director who worked there, every writer who worked there, and every star who worked there was part of the larger system that was created by the Hollywood Jews.
I'm not sure that there was an, quote, American dream before the Jews came to Hollywood and invented it. What you had was a westward movement, and you had the idea of freedom, but you didn't have what we have today, which is a popular culture that creates dreams. That's a dream factory.
They created their own America, an America which is not the real America. It's their own version of the real America. But ultimately, this shadow America becomes so popular and so widely disseminated that its images and its values come to devour the real America. And so the grand irony of all of Hollywood.
Hold up now. I don't know. Elder lawyer, maybe I'm getting this a little confused. But did he say that they would create an America that would devour the old America?
Absolutely. I think you've heard correctly. I think we all heard that.
So they set up Hollywood to actually destroy the moral, the morality that was amongst the majority Christian base before there was a thing called Hollywood.
Exactly. Oh. Absolutely. Hold up now. And catch the fact that the woman said that before the Jews came, there was no such thing as an American dream. So they created the so-called image of the American dream.
So they used Hollywood to sell a fictitious reality. Because while they were selling this so-called dream, we were what? We were three steps away from enslavement. That dream wasn't for us, right? Now,
exactly.
Because we're limited on time with this, right? And I apologize for the technical difficulties. I promise you, brothers and sisters, we will not have these issues going forward. What we're going to do next is we got to jump right from one clip to the next because there's so much to cover. And we'll do about 30 minutes overtime, okay? So for those that are listening to us online, you would need to call in to get into the overtime or to be here before the overtime happens. The guest call number is 515-605-9327. We're dealing with the occult and the synagogue of Satan, the Jewish hand within the music industry, right? All right. Now, the next clip, Elder Lawyer, is called The Jewish Americans, and we're going to listen about 3 minutes between 31 minutes, about 32 minutes to about 34 minutes and 15 seconds, right? All right, let's go. Got it?
Yep.
Okay, let's go.
While Marcus Spiegel was fighting for the Union, another Jewish American had ascended to the pinnacle of Confederate power. Judah P. Benjamin served the Confederacy as Attorney General, Secretary of War, Secretary of State. He was devoted to the South.
Now, just one moment. I don't know if the sisters caught that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if the brothers and sisters caught that, but usually when we think or hear about the Confederacy, we think of white Southerners, white race Southerners over the Confederacy.
Exactly. We think of white Southerners.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But really, they, Jewish people, created the Confederacy.
Absolutely. And it's going to go into their...
Right there. You notice how everywhere we think of the Confederate flag, we think of some racist white people. That whole ideology was created through Zionism, American Zionism. But go ahead, other lawyer.
Absolutely. You keep playing, and they're going to show the involvement not only in the Confederacy, but also in slavery.
Okay, let's go.
In Charleston, South Carolina, where Jews had lived since colonial days. When Benjamin was a boy, Charleston's Jewish community was the largest in America.
Charleston was like a dream come true for Jews. When Beth Elohim built its new synagogue, the rabbi said, "This city is our Jerusalem, this country our Palestine." It was that kind of feeling.
Charleston actually becomes one of the most enlightened and intellectually vibrant Jewish communities probably anywhere in the world.
The Jews thought of themselves less as Jews in the South than as Jewish Southerners, really. They adapted to all of the Southern customs of their time, including slavery.
Charleston had also been a slave trading port, and slavery was a brutal fact of everyday life. Like most other whites who lived in Charleston, Benjamin's family owned slaves.
Everybody had a share in it, and Jews were pretty much like the people among whom they lived. Slavery was crucial to their economic well-being.
The traditional Passover dinner, the Seder, celebrating the liberation of Jewish slaves from Pharaoh, took on a peculiar flavor in the South.
I used to wonder what a Seder must have been like in the South. A Seder in which slaves were serving the meal, and you're reading the Haggadah, which is the story of the coming out of Egypt.
As Benjamin grew to manhood, his brilliance helped him to heights rarely seen.
That's pretty much it on that question.
After studying at Yale, he built.
Lord have mercy. Mm. Bomb after bomb. Mm. So okay, let's see what we have here. Okay, we have Jewish powers behind Hollywood, top Satanists and Zionists. Jewish people who used Charleston as a hub during the time that they were enslaving our people, also setting up a confederate against our people that we now blame on white Christians. Mm. Now, you see why it says that the son of perdition must be revealed, brothers and sisters? Check out how they operate and grandan, they actually benefit, off of every area and absolve themselves before the next shoe drops. Before you can figure out who did what, they already have a scapegoat in their place. I also want you to check this out, brothers and sisters. They were setting the foundation for what we see today, using America as their Zionist proxy for industry, including the music industry. Okay? Now, come on, Elder Lawyer. What's the next one now? We're going to line them up, right?
Perfect segue, because many people may be wondering, if this is about entertainment, why are we dealing with slavery?
Exactly.
Well, brothers and sisters, you're going to find out that after the slaves were so-called freed, and as it mentioned in the video, the Jews were very economically involved in slavery, and it was one of their strongest economic foundations in America. So once the so-called slaves were freed, the Jews now needed a way to not only control the slaves, mm-hmm. but also find a way to demonize them amongst the public. Mm. So what they had to do was now convince the world that the slaves were better off in slavery, and that if you let them free and allow them amongst themselves, they're going to be lazy, shiftless, causing trouble, havoc, fornicators, thieves, murderers, so on and so forth. So the best thing to do is to keep them in slavery. So now we start to see the usage of Hollywood to demonize the newly freed black slaves.
Now, another point, lawyer. I'm going to, please don't lose your point. I just have to say this before I lose this thought. Why don't we hear about this within our communities? Have any of you ever thought about that? Why? Because what really happened to us and really the hand that was against us the whole time has now shifted the paradigm into remembering the Holocaust. They knew one day we would begin to awaken, and when we would say, well, hold up, we're the Israelites, we're the Jews, just like Kendrick Lamar is doing today. Right? And I'm going to show you how they're demonizing him now. Right? They knew this time would come. And then we would begin to say, well, hold up. Maybe the issue is with those who have taken our land and who have taken our name. Let's do some research on them. They knew this this moment would come. But they are against the clock now, okay? They are against the clock because brothers and sisters are waking up everywhere concerning this man of perdition. More proof that Christ will soon return. Once these guys are exposed, Christ will come and deal with them. But come on, Elder Lawyer, come on, what's the next one? Because really what they were doing amongst the slaves they own, speaking of Jewry, Jewish people own the ports, plantations, they own the auction blocks and all that. They noticed the exceptional gift of music and the arts amongst the slaves. Right? Mm. Now, what happens if we begin to utilize our enterprise for ourselves? Keep in mind, brothers and sisters, there was no such thing as we were in control of all labor and industry. We were the labor and industry for the United States. So if they set us free, we would control eventually all commerce. We would set up, we were the cowboys. We were the ones tending the sheep and the animals. We were cleaning, building houses. So that would have been our industry if they would not have opened the floodgate to immigrants, chiefly European immigrants, to take away our power and interest in the United States, which means we couldn't even benefit from the things we did in slavery once freed. Hmm. Now, I want you to check that out, right? But no one, it seems when this conversation is brought up in any, you know, in any debate or conversation, the one person, like the key entity is ignored.
Mm.
Not today. Elder Lawyer, what's next? We're going to run through them. What's next? Because then they had to what? You said they had to demonize the slaves, right? And they would use Hollywood or their publications to give a negative connotation against slaves, correct?
Exactly. And hence, they are the creators of what we would consider, quote unquote, black entertainment. All the stereotypes we associate with ourselves today were actually created by the Jewish people and promoted through Hollywood. And that's what we're about to show.
So they created the negative stereotypes. Okay, hold up. Is that our opinion? Hold up. Let's roll the film. Hold up now. This is a brief history of blackface. Right? Yeah. A brief history of blackface. Check it out.
The Blackface Minstrel Show is considered to be the first distinctly American theatrical form. The minstrel show was popular from the early 19th to the early 20th century and was founded on the comic enactment of racial stereotypes. Minstrel shows also imitated and offensively exaggerated African American music, culture,
these are all white
English, physical traits, and more, all for entertainment. The most common form of this was the use of blackface.
Too quiet, people. Cotton Watts and Chick.
Later. Let that be a lesson to you.
What's the matter with you boys shooting up that man's hen house?
I'll shoot any chicken trying to follow me home.
Well, why don't you get a job and go to work?
No, let me a job this morning.
Where?
I went down to the post office and asked that man could he let me have one of them jobs as a letter total.
No, Cotton, you mean a mail carrier.
And the man said, boy, if you give me a situation, you'd have to put me through a civil service examination.
No, stupid. You mean a civil service examination.
Well, the man carried me in a little room and set me down and started asking me a gang of...
Hold up. I don't know whether to laugh or cry right here. That was a white Jewish guy right there in blackface. Okay.
Mm.
What? Promoting a negative stereotype. of black people. Now, I don't see a Benjamin Banneker or a Frederick Douglass being shown in their buffoonery called Hollywood, right? The intellects of our people. This is what they wanted to show. They set the standard, or what you would call elder lawyer. This was the cookie cutter sketch they would place our people in, right? They began the buffoonery, but what they did was set the standard for us. They did it first, and then eventually they would hire black actors to play these parts. What's your opinion on that, Elder Lloyd?
Exactly. I mean, you hit it right on the nose.
He's shaking his head. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You hit it right on the nose. I mean, they pretty much standardized black entertainment, so to speak, and told black actors that if you want to be a part of the entertainment industry, you can be intelligent. In fact, they had an act amongst the minstrel show in a blackface called the Zip Coon, which was the image of a so-called free slave, intelligent, couldn't pronounce his words right, so on and so forth, was proud. So they made mockery of that idea of a smart black man. If you wanted to be a part of this game, you had to get down and play the buffoon. Now, some people may be asking, well, how are we placing this on Jewish people? Well, the next article will explain that.
Okay, we have an article here. Let me pull it up. We're going to roll down it, right? We're going to the Berkeley professor unmask Jewish stars in blackface study. Now, mind you, brothers and sisters, this is Jewish people in Hollywood setting the standard for the entertainment business, the industry. They would play the clean. That's why you see the Jewish guy playing the black idiot. And then you have a lily white girl playing the innocent. See, you have to understand the stereotype they would set as a president for all of media going forward. See, so now when they set up characters, yes, some characters would have more content than others or better parts than others, but they would still play into this overall stereotype that was created through serious, sinister racism. Come on. Go ahead, Shapard. Come on.
I want to say one thing as well.
Yeah.
With the slavery point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though the video was very good, that documentary, it's a 3-part series, still, what's it, Hollywood, Empire?
Hollywood and Empire. It says Hollywood and Empire of their own.
Right.
It's a Jewish empire.
One thing that stuck out to me, like a sore thumb, maybe it's my background, I don't know. The trickery in the word was this. They said the Jewish people, they adapted to how the South was, implying they didn't have a hand in putting the slaves there in the first place.
Oh, right. they adapted.
Thank you. But with that point, demonizing black people in the early starts of the Hollywood industry.
Yeah.
Were the Jewish people adapting to the circumstances? Because there was no Hollywood.
They created. Matter of fact, when it kept the great point, because they admitted that they were caught red-handed.
Mm.
When that person said that, a Jewish woman said, and the Jewish guy said it also in that first clip.
Mm.
That they created the American dream,
exactly.
Or the idea of what America would be.
The image of the beast.
So that's not them being influenced from a racist South.
Thank you.
Okay. They created the racist South.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm. Berkeley professor unmasked Jewish stars in blackface. See, all these people going into the Illuminati, the globalists, and all this. Guess what? You have to go to its core to understand how it's constructed and who is and still behind this. Because why? From each generation, they lay the same ideologies and worships and sacrifice. The so-called forefathers of Hollywood, they laid the same construct for their children. So their children just grow into the same initiates, the same rituals, the same control.
This is what they inherit. Witchcraft, sorcery, evil, decadence. Go ahead, Elder Lawyer. We have the article up. Berkeley professor unmasks Jewish stars in blackface study. What we have here, Elder Lawyer?
Yes, I'm just going to read a few points from this article, and this is coming from the Jewish News of North California.
Okay, all right. Maybe this is an anti-Semitic piece.
Hey,
I don't know.
Maybe it is. Maybe these Jews are self-hating Jews.
Maybe these are self-hating Jews. See, they're not. Guess what? They don't hide their brassness. Okay, they're right up front with their evil imposition against the world. You should have to know where to look and stop pointing at each other and stop trying to destroy each other. That's the point. They have us fighting each other while they're looking to destroy everyone. Come on, let's go. And guess what? I'm not talking about all Jewish people, too, because the majority of just regular Jewish people trying to live, they're caught up in the game. They're just living. They've been deceived as well as. The majority of them have been deceived and was clumped into an agenda that was created well over their head. So let me make this clear. We ain't talking about the everyday guy who's politically persuaded and was born and think their father is Jewish or their mother is Jewish. They don't know anything that was going on. But we're talking about the head Zionist of control, the Satanist, over Hollywood, politics, you name it, all the way up the Jesuit ladder to Rome. Come on, let's go.
Yes, again, just reading a few points from this article, starting from the top. It says here, when Michael Rogan saw Al Jolson's film, The Jazz Singer, 10 years ago, he was struck by the portrayal of the performer in blackface. The 1927 film tells the story of a son of the immigrant Jews who wants to be a popular singer. When the film was first released, it was common for performers to color their faces and imitate blacks in their shows.
All right, go ahead. Say that last piece again, Elder Lawyer.
It says here, when the film was first released, it was common for performers to color their faces and imitate blacks in their shows. Rogan, a political scientist or science professor at UC Berkeley, was intrigued by the scene in which the main character, Jackie Rabinowitz, sings Mammy in blackface to his own mother. To see this... keep in mind, this is a Jewish guy in blackface singing Mammy. So it says here, to see this...
Mammy!
It says here, to see this Jewish immigrant kid singing My Mammy to his immigrant mother, the disjunctiveness of that, Rogan says. So I'm just going to jump down here.
So I guess that was the first Eminem, huh?
Hey.
First Eminem right here. This was before Eminem and Elvis Presley. But go on.
So it says here, blackface was the dominant form of popular culture from the 1830s until 1880. Then it became a part of vaudeville and a part of motion pictures. Though it all played on stereotypes, some portrayers were sympathetic, some hostile. Some of the biggest names behind Burnt Cork were Jewish ones, according to Rogan. So, in other words, some of the biggest actors during this time when blackface was popular were Jewish actors, and it named some of them. It says, in addition to Jolson, they included Eddie Cantor, George Burns, and Sophie Tucker.
Jewish people. Now,
absolutely.
Now, when did they attach their plight and their situation to ours as an oppressed people? Man, what a game they ran. What a game. They try to use something that happened over in Germany that had nothing to do with Americans at all as a pretext to actually join us or to hide their deception by setting up and controlling our civil rights movement. Boy, I mean, what tactic? Using the world stage as a cover to say, well, listen, well, hey, we died too. We've been oppressed too. The people that nothing in Germany had anything to do with you in America. You had nothing to do with blackface, Al Jolson, you owning slaves. So what are you talking about? See the deception? Then you have these simple Christian pastors who would stand up and say, listen, I support Israel. They went through the Holocaust. Why? Because they're getting their hands greased. Okay? Getting their pockets filled. Zionist grub, thieves, slave money. Come on, let's go.
Yes, just one more point. Now, Elder Rashad, I think you're hitting all the notes without even having gone through this article. I'm just going to read this one last point concerning them hiding themselves. It says here, in this very Jewish industry, they thought that depicting Jews would promote anti-Semitism. So they hid it. Blackface is a metaphor for that.
It says, in this very Jewish industry. Now, this is the Jewish newspaper right here.
Right.
The Jewish news. In this very Jewish industry, they thought that depicting Jews would promote anti-Semitism, so they hid it. Blackface is a metaphor, so they can hide anything they're doing negatively in fear of what? Negative lashback. But they can promote and finance negative stereotypes with Black and Latino people and Indian people and people of other races. Is that not hypocrisy at its finest? Think about that. They are in fear. This is what they did. They hid what they did on purpose in fear of lashback. If people knew that that they had the tendency to do evil things like this, if they knew that they created this, people would look at them negatively. Well, shouldn't they? Shouldn't they look at them negative for this? But they had the power through media to hide it. See? When the Most High say that son of perdition must be revealed, hey, he was right on point.
Right.
Because who's fueling the negative amongst the world right now? Who's creating multiculturalism? Who's creating this gender crazy thing? Who's promoting the liberal agenda? Who's destroying family? Who's teaching Satanist and atheistic ideas? The same people. Hold on. No one can say anything about it, you know, in fear of hurting their feelings, you know, as far as them. They don't want any anti-Semitic backlash. They can say whatever they want about Christ. They can desecrate him. They can speak evil of him. They can speak evil of Christians. They can speak evil of Muslims. They can speak evil of everyone. But no one better not, you better not say one thing against them or you anti-Semitic. Is that a double standard? How have they created this shield of protection by everyone, but yet the gloves is off when it comes to them attacking everyone else?
Right.
What's wrong with this picture here? Come on, Elder Lloyd, let's run through it. We got our 15 minutes. We're going into overtime here because because of these technical issues, I should have just made the whole three-hour show. I had no idea I would have these issues, but hey, we rolling now. The spirit is working. What's next, Elder Lawyer? Let's hit him.
Well, now we have an example, an exhibit of what we just read in that article. In case anybody is just speculating, maybe we're making this up. Maybe these are self-hating Jews. They're just putting things out there. We have video footage to prove exactly what was mentioned in the article. We have the footage from the movie in which Al Jolson starred, singing the song Mammy in blackface.
Oh, yeah, he got it in. Here you go, right?
Ready?
Okay, let's do it. Here it is. Now don't think anything anti-Semitic when you see this now. This is okay.
Sunshine's best.
Lord have mercy.
Mammy. Mammy. My need to wait.
Anybody else was
I wouldn't.
Look it up. Look, Mammy got tears in her eyes, too. They got an old Jewish woman with tears in her eyes. Yeah, you know, this is what they do on Sandy Hook and stuff like that. They get people like this. But God, Christ is acting. Where's the Holocaust at? I'm getting infuriated. Man, listen. This is infuriating. Yeah, where's the Holocaust at? And guess what? A little time after that, the one thing we tried to do to create industry and do something for ourselves, we created our own Wall Street and say, listen, they're not going to give us anything. They're flooding the earth, flooding the United States with immigrant industry. Mm. We're going to, since we were building everything anyway, we made the horseshoes, we made all that. We were doing the garden, we were picking the cotton. Well, we're going to have our own trading industry. At the same time, they were dealing with this hot mess here. You know what they did? The Jewish powers destroyed the Black Wall Street and burned us asunder. But no one is talking about that Holocaust. That was a real burning. During the same time, they were mocking us publicly amongst white people. See, a lot of these white people don't understand how they develop these stereotypes. And how they don't even realize they were influenced to feel a certain type of way about us.
Right.
And I've seen that where white people came into the neighborhood when I grew up and all that, and or they had to, for some, you know, maybe something didn't work out in their life socially or whatever the case is, they would live around us and say, well, y'all, you all are nothing like I'm seeing on TV. And we were like, what's wrong with you? You think TV represents what we are about? Usually when somebody is, just like any other society, if somebody's doing something against someone else, that's where the crime comes in at. Mm. I never had to fear anything happening to me in the neighborhood. Because what? I wasn't doing nothing to anybody. But I'm going to tell you, man, you go amongst other races and all that, they'd be like, man, yeah, it seemed like you made it out, huh? I'm like, what? Some of the best people come out of the ghetto. Christ came out of the ghetto. Don't get me stirred up in here. But here it is. I'm looking at this, and no one anywhere in the music industry is actually talking about this. The occult, brazen, Satanist, evil agenda that's been against us since America's inception. Come on, other lawyer, let's roll.
Yes,
what we have
next? Yeah, there's another little clip there. For the sake of time, we may not have to play that one.
I don't want to deal with mammies no more. What I want to deal with is once the sketch or the mold of buffoonery and coonery was created by Jewish people, they begin to cast people, not white people now, into those roles, correct?
Exactly.
Let's pull one up.
Now, there's an article there. I'm not sure if you have it or not, but it shows a history of that and the actual roles we were responsible for playing. So before you play that video, I'll just read them out, and then it'll lead into the video.
Are you talking about The Observer?
It's called Blackface.com, or the history of Blackface.
Blackface.com. Let me pull it up for the viewers here, okay? Okay, yeah, I have it pulled up, Elder Lawyer. The history of Blackface.
Right. So when you scroll down, it just has, you know, images with descriptions under them, and these are basically the roles that we had to be cast into when it was time for us to be introduced into Hollywood.
I see Oprah Winfrey there. Who that, Mammy?
Exactly. That.
Aunt Mama. They go Oprah. What's next?
Yeah. So you have Jim Crow, which was created by a white minstrel. Who blackened his face with burnt cork and danced the jig while singing the lyrics to a song. So basically, this is the happy-go-lucky Negro, just like the dance and shuck and jive, really have no responsibility type of guy. You have your Zip Coon, which is, again, as I explained earlier, this is the so-called arrogant, you know, the representation of a free black slave who is just arrogant, well-dressed, tried to speak properly, but always mispronounced his words. For example, amongst our people, when we try to be funny, you may hear us say things such as edumacation opposed to education. That's an example of the zip coon.
Okay, we've got Aunt Jemima here. Thinking about some pancakes now.
Absolutely. So you got Mammy, which of course we all know that image that's constantly recasted and re-rolled until this day. We have your Uncle Tom, which is the typically good, gentle, religious, and sober. Okay, so he's just the good old Christian, slave who, just again, happy-go-lucky, nice kind of slave guy. You have your wild black buck, who is menacing and always interested in white women.
Oh, there he is. You got to have him. I guess the basketball, the sports people have been cast into people like this. But you know what? I have to give credit to where credit is due with brothers like LeBron James, who respect family, who respect his heritage. You got to give it out to brothers out there that are still, are grounded. But go on.
Yes,
oh, you got the wench and slash Jezebel next to the big black buck.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This is the now, seductive. Yeah, go ahead.
So this would be the video vixens, the mixed video vixens or bed wenches or women who they would put in at the very end of every scenario in which we need to be protected as the opposer to black men.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Lord have mercy. So hold up. All of these particular stereotypes were created by Jewish people. This is how they were going to portray us going forward in that industry, right? Come on. Now, if you look at any movie, now that our eyes have been opened to this, brothers and sisters, if you look at any movie that's casted now, you're going to actually view it from its proper context.
Right.
And I thank the Most High for that brother that did the movie Get Out. Boy, did he turned Hollywood on its head without people on a level can understand how genius that was.
Mm-hmm.
He reversed all of the stereotypes and showed everyone what they're really thinking at the top and what their mindset is.
Was it Jordan Peele?
Jordan Peele. He totally turned that stereotype on his head. But that's a whole other conversation in itself. Okay.
Real quick, the call-in number. For those on Blog Talk, you need to call in on 515-605-9327. Again, 515-605-9327. Also, you can go to Ustream. Right?
Ustream on Gathering of Christ. We're going to finish this through Ustream big time, Elder Lawyer. I want to make sure we get through this. So since we have Ustream rolling, if something happens where you are kicked off air, come to Gathering of Christ on Ustream, we're going to finish this. This all. We only have 90 seconds in the broadcast. So if you're online listening, if you don't make this phone call, you'll be cut off and you have to go through Ustream. But the phone number, again, I'm glad you gave us that. 515-605-9327. We're going to talk more about this occultist Jewish imposition against the children of God. All right. Come on, Elder Lawyer. We have the wench or Jezebel. That would be our video vixens. That would be the sisters who would show their derriere or show their body to get forward instead of their intellect, their mind, their spiritual intelligence also, and while they portray other races as dainty, pure. See?
Mm-hmm.
Above illicit activity, even though it's really the reverse when you look at what goes on in these occult circles. But see, they understand the power of programming, right? If sisters see that the only women that are getting attention are the wenches and the Jezebels who are promoted, they will now begin to act in that caricature.
Right.
That's what they will begin to take on that caricature. You understand? But really, that's not them. That's not our sisters.
Right.
They were programmed into that. You understand? And the Most High can just like we wasn't programmed to be these, they brought forth these big black bucks and all that, and people that can't put two sentences together. That's how we're portrayed. That's why they'll promote those like the Little Waynes.
Mm.
right? One moment. The little Waynes and so on and so forth. Elder Lawyer, real quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hit on more of this. We have a lot of this. Can you give me another hour here? An hour and 10 minutes, like. We're going to go on overtime for another hour.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let's do it.
All right, real quick. Let me open up the lines and take like two phone calls, and we're going to jump right into it, because I definitely, before it's over, want to hit into this. I want to hit into this Kendrick Lamar thing that's going on, right? We have someone from the – I'm going to take two calls and jump right back in, Elder Lawyer. All right. We have someone from the 618 area code.